the world. The word of God is a mystery. To his sons, a revelation. For he has made us a kingdom and priests to reign on the earth forever. Join us as we expose you to this revelation through God's servant, Apostle Joshua Selman,
our Eternity Network International,
replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.
Praise the Lord. I'd like you to celebrate. How many of you know these guys are so talented? Amazing. Hallelujah. While I sat back there, I was just wondering, how many languages do you speak, sir? Hallelujah. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to have very godly and skilled people in the house of God. Praise God. So I'd like us to celebrate our worship team. Come on. Koinonia worship team. How many of you will love to get their album? How many of you are waiting?
Alana Bakasuchiata,
Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. I truly believe with all my heart. In 2015, I mean, we'll just let these guys set this city on fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was speaking with Dabs this afternoon and he said, look, man of God, I think I need to come and visit your ministry. I said, we're already planning for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look forward to these guys doing big things for the kingdom next year. Hallelujah. I truly believe that the sky is only a starting. One day, when you watch Sam on TV, you say, I know him. Hallelujah. Come on now, listen. Koinonia is too small to keep these guys. You know that, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. These guys are wonderful people. I'm telling you, you cannot imagine how skilled. Only God knows how much rehearsal and all of that preparation. And this is what one of the tenets of this ministry, the spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. Then I saw all varieties of dancing today. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless you. We are grateful and we thank you. Just thank him in 1 minute. Tonight is a night of praise and thanksgiving. We praise you. When you sing and dance before his majesty, he will not leave you empty-handed. Listen, hallelujah, listen. The spirit of Jezebel wanted to cut away the prophetic and apostolic spirit. And to do that, they needed to make a king, to make a decree. And it was on the wings of praise and dance. A lady came and danced before the king like a mad lady. And immediately she finished dancing, the king said, ask without consultation. He said, at this point, even if it is half of my kingdom, you will get it. Hallelujah. Many of you, while I just stood here doing my thing, I was really hoping that many of us realize the power of praise. I just want to give a charge. Hallelujah. Because I know we're rounding up tonight. It's going to be miracles and prophecy, but I tell you, it will happen on the wings of praise tonight. For those of you who do not believe that miracles are real, you are joking. Not when you praise His Majesty. Listen. He said something very powerful, Sam. He said you can pray amiss, but you cannot praise amiss. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In 1 minute before we sit down, I'd like us to just count our blessings through this year. Go ahead. You must be ungrateful to be silent at this point. Oh, you have been faithful.
For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of my praise. I magnify your name. For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you, we magnify. For the things you have won, and the battles you have won, only you. Sing it one more time for the things that you have done.
Very creative mind, so my mind thinks about a lot of things, and I'll never forget how we started in this ministry. Oh, hallelujah! I remember days when we used to sit on the floor, just on the floor. People will come in the cold with their jackets, desperate for the word of God. We had a word from the Lord, but there was no way to prove it. Hallelujah. Weeks turn to months, and months turn to years. The hand of God. I remember the first major gift that was given to this ministry was a set of 20 mats. I think we may still have some of them. A lady brought some money and said, let's buy mats. This one that we're always sitting. Ha! Listen, let me tell you, when you forget where God brought you from, there will be no basis for you to move. This is what gives you audacity to look at the devil and say, Satan, where were you? Have you forgotten too soon? Hallelujah. I remember when Koinonia was only a vision. I remember announcing it. I told them, I said, guys, the Lord has given us a vision to move forward. And in the vision, I saw overflows. And I saw people coming from different states. At that little level, how should these things be? But thank God, because He has blessed this ministry with men and women of faith. Men who truly believe. Hallelujah. And today, the faithfulness of God.
You do wonders in our midst. You do wonders in our midst. You do wonders. You do wonders in our midst. Faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
first major miracles that God did through my hands. It was a gentleman who broke his spine. Completely broke his spine. And they were supposed to bring some doctors, I think from India or something. It was in Shika. They had the x-ray. Then they just started night call. Now, I've seen a lot of great miracles here and there, but I mean a major striking miracle that went around town. And then my name was Bro Josh. It's not now people fly around, apostle, prophet, daddy, whatever it is. My name was simply Bro Josh. And I remember picking up the phone. I was in a cafe browsing Jewish worship and the mystery of God's presence. That was the theme for that overnight browsing. There was no luxury of private internet. I sat down because I wanted to explore the mystery behind Jewish worship and the presence of God. And so I called the guy. I went out and I called him. I said, I will call you in a few minutes. Do you believe Jesus Christ can fix that spine? POP, everything on his neck. Then I said, fine, let's believe God. And I picked up the call. Didn't feel anything, no goosebumps, no nothing. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command a creative miracle upon that spine. Like the bones in the valley of Ezekiel, let bone be joined to bone. And the last thing I know that I had was a loud shout. And this guy started moving his neck. The phone was still on. He ran, opened the mother's room. I could hear from the phone. And all I could hear from the mother was, Jesus, what is this? That thing shook Shika, the teaching hospital here. In fact, it was one of the things that announced my healing ministry, not the apostolic ministry. The number of nurses that I prayed for after that time, that it was like burial. People did not believe until they came to that guy. They said, let's look at your neck. By the very next day, the father had to leave where he went and come down to say, what is this? Surgery was millions of naira disappeared when they took the order. You can't deny proof, brothers and sisters. You can argue. They said, who did this? The guy said, one guy called Bro Jones. When you forget where God, even me, I knew that it was a season. I didn't feel anything, just faithfulness. Headache here and there, pains here and there. But it was to be an opening of a new phase. From that time, I remember like 3 days later, one woman had in London, she had ovarian cyst. Ovarian cyst. The faith that came upon me as a result of that thing challenged people. Some people say, forget it, it's not. But how can you argue? This is not, it's not like headache. This is something with x-ray. I know that thing caused a lot of problems, both criticism and blessing. Some began to say, Kai, this guy, are you sure that he's clean, he's not using? Because see, once you cannot argue the reality, you have to say it happened, but with another power. I remember those days, a few people here are there. When you want to know that I was around, you will know by people falling under the anointing before they got to me. There are people here who were there. It's not like I'm telling a lie. The hand of God. He said, I have found my servant David, and with my holy oil. So when people argue today and say, are there miracles or this and that? I said, my goodness, we do not announce one tenth of the miracles. Wild things. One of our brothers, Joshua, we used to call him Bunker then. He used to be part of the ministers before. Everybody in his family was filled with the Holy Ghost on phone, one by one, on phone, one by one. Whether you have faith or not is irrelevant. One by one, if you held that phone, you must pray in tongues, fluent tongues. And from that time, we have seen all sorts of things. The miracles of God. One of the things that I told God, I said, I don't want just healing miracles. All kinds. Let it be a place of possibilities. And so while I sat and I remember that dear lady, when she came crying that she had
ovarian cyst. I was a bit disturbed. I said, at this age, we've seen all kinds of miracles. The hand of God in our midst. Hallelujah. Many of you have seen what God has done in your life. Some of you, what God has done through your hands alone is enough for you to be a bishop of a ministry. As humble as you're sitting, some of us, the mighty things that God has wrought through our hands. He says, those who through faith subdue the mouth of lions, wrought righteousness. In 1 minute, I'd like us to say, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. I just want to say thank you. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the praise. Take the honor.
Take the honor.
I just want to say thank you. You get the glory. You get the praise.
You take the honor.
You get the glory.
You get the praise.
Hallelujah. Please sit down. Psalms 13. Let's just look at a few scriptures and then we'll pray. Psalms 13. Help us, media. Tonight, whatever is left for you to finish this year with joy must come into your life this night. Psalms 13. Hallelujah. Now, this has been a year with mixed experiences for some of us. One of our brothers here lost his mom just a few days ago. And so many things have happened that can deter us from seeing the faithfulness of God. And listen, while I was meditating on the few things that I'll be sharing, I was talking to God. I said, but Lord, it's only natural for people to have heavy hearts when their purposes are disappointed. And the Spirit of God spoke expressly. He said, it's not just natural, it is human. Hallelujah. Said it is human. The psalmist in this chapter was communicating a lamentation. Things were not working in his life. Hallelujah. David was a very interesting figure because one moment he will celebrate the victory of Christ or the victory of God in his life. And then the next moment he's in another trouble. It was as though his entire life was a pendulum of troubles and victories. So he was one person who understood what it meant to be in trouble and to experience the salvation of God. While I was just going through Psalms, I saw this scripture and it blessed me so much. And I felt that for many of us, and of course speaking beyond just this place, for those following us online, there are so many people who may probably say there is no reason to give God thanks this year. People lost loved ones. Many things did not go as it should. Expectations of people were cut short. And so they may feel that there's really no reason to give thanks. Hallelujah. And then I saw this scripture and I'd like to start with it. Just a charge tonight. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? This was the psalmist. Just the way some of you talk to God when you're alone. Right? So you see, it didn't start with you. A man can be so frustrated, he can speak in a way that later on you say, Lord, I'm sorry. It happened to Job. When there were boils and the pains, had lost his money, lost cattle, lost his influence. I mean, he was an object of mockery. Men would look at him and say, Job, you were once a symbol of royalty, and now you've been reduced to ashes.
And so Job, he was tired of the frustration. Even his wife said, curse God and die. But he came to a point where he gave thanks and encouraged himself, but he kept giving thanks in advance, hoping things would change. And after a while, he said, come, let me talk to God myself. And Job began to talk to God. And so the psalmist here said, how long will you forget me? How long will you forget my family? 10 years! We have not even built a single house. And Lord, we served you in faithfulness. How long? How long will thou hide thy face from me? Verse 2. It says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? A painful experience to see those who mock your God still rule you. He said, how long shall my enemies... He said, consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. He said, Lord, don't let this depression kill me. I love you, but at this point I am full of sorrow, and I may lie down and sleep and not wake up again. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. There are people in the village who said, let's see how you will move. And it looks like their prophecy is coming to pass. In spite of your prayer and fasting, they say, just keep fasting. And they are still laughing. They said, this is December, like we predicted, it has happened. He said, but I have trusted in thy mercy. And in spite of all of these things, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Next verse. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully or wondrously with me. Now hold on. This is very interesting. Someone just finished lamenting. He began to list a number of woes in his life. And all of a sudden, I believe by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, there must have been a conversation that suddenly changed what he was saying. How can a man just switch from regret to praise? Something must have happened. A few verses communicating lamentations, and he just said, anyway, I'm sure that God began to tell him, is it not because you are even alive that you can have hope? There is only hope for the living. Hallelujah. And now, brothers and sisters, it's human for us to see everything that God has not done. Lord, I believed you that the man will come this year. And according to the prophecy you received in January, you ran as if you were already in March by January. And this is December. No wedding, no nothing. Lord, I thought that I would have graduated. I thought I would have done this and that. I thought that you would have brought major breakthroughs. People had all kinds of projects, plans, whatever it is. Lord, I thought my ministry would have gone to another dimension by now. But he said, in spite of it, I will rejoice.
For the things you have done.
Listen, not just for the things you have not done. We concentrate on what God has not done. Lord, you did 2 out of 10. Lord, if you were alive, why did this happen? And God says, it's because I'm here. That's why it was not worse than it is. No man on earth has tasted the tragedy of Job. No man. In one day, under that kind of circumstance. But Job said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Is God speaking to us? There are many people who carry a lot of burden. Some of you are seated right now as you are here in this place where your money to feed with, you don't even have, because already from home they've told you there's nothing. You hear people announcing all over Nigeria there's no money. Workers have not been paid. All kinds of things happening. Hallelujah. People have been downsized, retrenched from jobs. All kinds of things have happened to people. sorrow upon sorrow upon sorrow. And many of us are downcast. But let me tell you something. He said, I will sing unto the Lord. He said, because although it looks like a disadvantage, he has dealt wondrously with me. I've had the privilege to go and see people in the hospital. And there is one very touching sister. She suffered from leukemia for almost all through this year. She would bleed through her nose, bleed, you know, just all kinds of terrible things. Extremely low PCB, all kinds of things happening. It is as if swellings all over her body, sometimes not even able to hold a food. But every time I get to talk to this lady, all she says is, my God is faithful. My God is faithful. There are times the nurse will send me a text and say, for 3 days, this lady has not slept. And they'll say, all she's doing is praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. On a deathbed. Hallelujah. Lose blood and lose everything. They kept transferring her from all kinds of, you know, places. That lady has gone, oh, I cannot begin to tell you. Every time she calls me Babana, she says, Babana, God is faithful. And then I keep thinking, I say, my goodness, look at this lady. You can't stand up. And do you know, before this sickness came, she just got a good job. Very well paying job that she had never been able to resume. Yet, her language, sometimes it gets so bad. And she says, honestly, Babana, I'm discouraged. She's supposed to undergo a surgery, I think, tomorrow or next. Humanly speaking, they are just trying to manage her situation. For some of you who are medical people, you know that when leukemia gets to its terminal state. When I heard about the bills, it had to be that the NHM who had to shoulder a major part of the bills. Millions of naira. Yet, in the midst of it, this lady will still send me a seed of 200 naira recharge card. And I'll call her and say, you're crazy. What is going on here? Praising my way to victory, I'm praising my way to victory, I'm praising my way to victory, victory. I am praising my way to victory, I'm praising my way to victory, I'm praising my way to victory. Listen. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. Let me not go ahead of myself. Let me just give a quick charge about the mystery of praise and worship. Why do we need to praise God? Why do we need to exalt His name? In a world where it looks like we are full of all kinds of uncertainties. Graduates without jobs, many people just getting by. Hallelujah. A world full of pain and uncertainty. Why do we need to praise God? I want you to know that praise is one of the mysteries of the Spirit. Praise and thanksgiving. One of the mysteries of the kingdom. He said it has been given unto you to know the mysteries. It's not just an activity. Praise and thanksgiving are mysteries in the Spirit. Just like the blood, just like the name, just like the cross. Why do we need to praise Him? Number one, praise is a command. Psalms 150, verse 6. Praise is a command. If you are alive, then you must praise Him. Because there is a God. He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything, so long as you have breath, he said, praise the Lord. It's a command. You don't praise God when you feel like it. You don't thank God when you feel like it. You don't praise and thank God just when you have testimonies. It's a command. He says, I lay me down, Psalms 3, and I slept. He said, I waked, for the Lord sustained me. I lay me down and I slept. A lot happens between the 4, 5, 6, 8 hours that we practically die in the night. And yet we wake up only to complain and grumble. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Number two, let me tell you one powerful mystery. Praise is a key to health and longevity. A life of praise and thanksgiving. Praise is a key to health and longevity. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22. Proverbs 17 verse 22. Praise is a key to health. There are many people. Let me tell you something. Have you noticed that every time the devil wants to destroy you, the first thing that comes is that he brings you to a point of silence through depression. The characteristic feature of depression is that it brings you to a point where you are robbed of joy and flavor. A merry heart doeth good, like what? So it likens, it describes the therapeutic effect of a merry heart. It says it doeth good like, in the similitude. The same way someone has malaria and takes a malaria drug, and after a few minutes he revives. He said when you praise God, it will do you good in that similitude. He said, but a broken spirit does what? Dries up the bones. Dries up the bones. A broken spirit dries up the bones. Lord, I see the things you have not done. If you are still alive, why is my father in this situation? Why is my mother in this situation? 10 years my sister has not been able to put to bed. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And he says, a merry heart, a heart of joy. One of the greatest secrets of my life is that I live a life of praise and thanksgiving. You never hear from my mouth, oh God, you would have done it this way. Oh, no, no, no. And I learned that from God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. He said one of the secrets of his life. It took me years to truly understand the mystery behind praise. I know that living faith as an assembly, and most of our fathers of faith engage massively in praise. They would dance, they would sing, they would celebrate, not just worship. You know, this generation, we do a lot of worship and all of that. We accept the God. I mean, praise. They want to hear all those instruments. And they would dance, and do a lot of things and just rejoice. Like some of us did. And some of you were watching and wondering, why should they just be jumping around like that? Hallelujah. A merry heart to work like medicine. Praise is a key to health and longevity. You hardly find depressed people live long, because it does them a lot of evil. I'm not a medical person, but I'm smart enough to know that when you live your life with joy and happiness, and listen, we live in a system where everything around our lives, if you are not cheerful, will bring you to a point of depression. You listen to the news. This and that has happened. No money. This and that. Your home, there's fire on the mountain. Your life, there's fire on the mountain everywhere. And it brings you to a point where you worry. High blood pressure, what we call BP, used to be the sickness of old people. Is that not true? Once people cross maybe 50 or 60, you can just say, Kai, Baba has tried. You know, all this one that is thinking. But right now, you see a young person of 21 years, they can't perform a surgery because his blood pressure is high. Oga, what are you thinking about? He's in life, 21. At 21, he's already saying this life. Have you seen that kind of thing? A young person just sits down, puts his hand like this. Say, bros, life. That's the popular language now, life. In other words, life. What have you done? What have I done to you? Praise. It's one secret of health and longevity. Number three, praise is a key to invoking God's presence. Psalms 22 verse 3. Praise is a key to invoking God's presence. Psalm 22 verse 3. Listen. The Bible lets us know that God inhabits the praises. He inhabits the praises. He makes the atmosphere of praise his dwelling place. Hallelujah. It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. When I begin to praise God and thank him, in spite of what is happening, it's like a magnet. I compel his presence. And every time God shows up, there is always a solution. Are you getting blessed? Rather than complaining, you magnetize the presence of his majesty as you praise him. I remember Rick Joyner wrote a book, very powerful book, The Final Quest, and many of his revelatory books. And he said something. He said, in the vision that he was shown, he said, when angels see believers praise God, they are that's why they serve believers with every sense of majesty. And I said the reason is because they, angels, consistently behold the presence of God. So the presence and the majesty of God compels them to praise him. But a believer here on earth that is not given to see spiritual things, and in the midst of his pain, he still praises God. That is a marvel to the angels. But thou art holy, who inhabitest the praise of Joshua self. And so if I make my life and my atmosphere a place of praise, look, fight everything that kills your praise and kills gratitude. Fight it like you will fight immorality. Fight it like you will fight the devil. Hallelujah. I refuse to allow anything steal my praise. Praise is an asset. Praise is an asset. After all is said and done, when the dust settles, your praise is an anchor. It will keep you standing. When men think that your life is finished, and they even dig the pit waiting for you to die, when you hold on to praise and thanksgiving, you will be the last man standing. After everything is said and done, praise. Are you getting blessed? Psalms 100 says, enter his gates, the protocol of his presence. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. When you enter the gate, you can stop there. But if you still want to proceed, he said, into his courts with praise. Look, if you want to see the hand of God in your life, you must subscribe to his terms. He will not subscribe to your terms because he is king. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. So you begin to give him thanks and praise. And into his courts with praise. He said, come before him with singing. Come before him not with grumbling, not with complaining. I tell you, if many Nigerians will reduce the time they use to gossip and curse and complain and begin to give thanks. Bless God for our mothers. And any mother in this place, may God honor you. Because most of our mothers have mastered this thing. They may not be tongue talkers and praying in tongues, but I tell you, they know how to praise God. They find songs that only them can sing. If they don't know the remaining part of the words, they look for something that looks like their testimony and complete the sentence. And where there is nothing, they add it with human. Let the praise continue. Let nothing stop it. Lord, you are so good. You are worthy of all my praise. Lord, you are so good. You are exalted as the Lord Most High. Oh Lord, you are so good. You are worthy of all my praise. Oh, you are so good. You are exalted. listen to me, I'm going to share something powerful right now. I believe that this is one of the greatest mysteries behind praise. Praise is a mystery that turns around misfortunes and impossible situations into victory. Praise is a spiritual technology that can turn away the captivity of a man's life and put a testimony in his mouth. 2 Chronicles 20, please. Let's look at a very interesting event that happened to a man called Jehoshaphat. The power of praise. Shigapata labakuratabaya. Praise. Let's start from verse 16. 2 Chronicles 20. The Ammonites and all of these guys came and they were going to conquer Jehoshaphat. Many nations came together. Listen, I want to share with you something that will bless you. When you come to the end of your road, where humanly speaking there is no way out, switch to praise. I know this looks childish, but if you can engage thanksgiving and praise, you can turn around captivity. No matter how long it takes, keep praising, and you will see the right hand of God come upon you. And so the man of God was in big trouble, and he said, tomorrow ye go down. Now this was a prophecy that came for them. He says, ye go down against them, behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriah. Let me open to that place so that we'll just rush the place that is necessary. Verse 17. Let's continue. No. Verse 17. It says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Hallelujah. God is speaking to somebody. He said, you have praised me. You shall not need to fight in this battle. He said, set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, because that's what situations do in our lives. They create fear, and you are face to face with fear. Your rent has expired, and they now tell you they are kicking the whole family out, and your father cannot sleep, because they've given you a deadline. He says, fear not. Somebody preach to yourself, fear not. Come on, talk to yourself. Fear not. I refuse to fear. Nor be dismayed. He said, tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. Verse 18. We read down to 2021. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord for the good news they had gotten. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Kohathites and all of those people stood up to do what? To praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a loud voice. We call it Tehillah. With a loud voice. And then what happened? 20. Makatabalataya. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? Now, see how he arranged the army. When you are going to fight, you put strong men in front. But he said, this is the strategy. Where are the singers? He said, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy. Is that how you fight war? Is that how you... Are they daft? They are about to take over a nation. Those guys had sharpened their swords and their bows. And Jehoshaphat said, just believe me. because you are about to use a crazy weapon. He said, singers, I want to see you in front. Where are the trumpeters and all this? All I want you to do is march to the enemy singing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures. And when they began to sing, Kabateleketaya, Manto Breketelekata, not before, when they began to sing and to praise, what happened, brothers and sisters? He said, the Lord, because he is mighty, he inhabits the praises of his people. When they began to sing like madmen, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Let's see how God did it. 23. Please, let's hurry up. Very powerful. Are you ready? He said, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. A team going together, all of a sudden, as they were praising, controversy started in their camp. Two teams came together and killed the first one. Utterly to slay and destroy them. Listen, he said, and when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. My goodness. Please, let's come, Sam. Come. Come, my brother. These guys, well armed, one of them alone can destroy me. But the Bible says that they began to sing, and they were just playing instruments. I'm sure these guys were saying, we will so kill them, we will cut their heads, because it was the way they did it. They will carry the head of the king like they did for Goliath and say, this is a symbol of utter defeat. And while they were doing it, something happened. David Dam and Sam all of a sudden killed this guy. Say, you are small, let's start with you. Immediately they finished, the Bible said they helped. He said, have you killed this one? Let me help you. And the last verse, he said, now we are the remaining two. And they killed themselves. The Bible said they helped to destroy one another. Now watch this. And when Judah came, that means, what? Notice, when the victory was being won, the praisers didn't see it, but they were still praising. Are you getting my point? Oh, you don't need to see the victory to praise. You just need to know that God is doing something. Now watch this. If they had stopped, there would have been still some enemies left to destroy them. But they kept singing. They were going to climb the valley. I'm sure in their hearts they were saying, Lord, it doesn't matter, whatever, if we perish, we perish. All of a sudden they came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, and they looked onto the multitude, and what did they see? Behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none. The angels made sure the last person killed the other person. I hear the chains falling. Verse 25, please. He said, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil. So, guys, do you go for war with spoil? Do you carry gold and silver? You know, that was the same thing that happened in Samaria by this time tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, people are not daft. How do you carry gold and treasures to go for war? When God is ready to lift you, sometimes he will make the enemy look as though he has an advantage, so that he will disgrace him utterly. God will allow people to finish lambasting you. When they finish one by one, God will now answer them by himself. Sometimes many of us are too impatient. You are scattering the film. Allow them to finish talking. When they finish, God says, now you sit back and let me respond. When God answers a man on your behalf, he will hear. Oh yes, he will hear. For sure. For sure. For sure. He says, and they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies. A man carried knife and carried gold. He now died and left the gold. Say, mercy, kingdom, wealth transfer. To break every chain. Praise is a weapon. Listen. Praise is a weapon. If you have never learned that, learn it today. That although your eyes may not see what is happening, physically speaking, 1 minute to your miracle, it will still look like you will be there forever. But then the mighty one has already defeated the enemy. It is a spiritual strategy where you do not even need to fight. Psalms 149. Please give us Psalms 149. God will do a very quick work in this place. Very quick work. Psalms 149. Shibala kabrosite briandakai. We'll read the whole chapter just very quickly. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, and the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in what? He said, let them sing praises, and with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He said, you will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud even upon their beds. Let this be an attitude that takes beyond koinonia, even on your bed. Let the high praise, tehillah, of God be upon their mouth. And what else? And a two-edged sword in their hands. The warfare dimension of praise. To do what? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. He said to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. When you begin to praise with revelation, the Bible says the high praise is on your mouth and the sword of the word of God upon your hands. He said you will begin to execute vengeance upon the wicked. There is something that has been written in the Bible concerning them, but it is your praise that makes it happen. Hallelujah. Praise, a weapon. I know how many times praise has bailed me out and bailed this ministry so many times. I lock up myself and I just say, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Listen, I'd like you to enter a covenant of destiny tonight that complaint will never come out of your mouth. And many of you will see that even now, before you celebrate New Year, the things that would have come January to December would not match it. Praise. Praise. You didn't get admission, Lord, I give you praise. I may not understand, I can't pretend I'm happy about it, but I give you praise. And people say, you don't you get angry? I understand that whenever I am praising God, I'm on the winning side. You want to be on God's side. It says the shout of the king is in the midst of them, and therefore they could not be caused. Hallelujah. Complaining, murmuring, God, you did this, God, you did that. Take that away from your life. How about gratitude? Very quickly, let me just share with you one key. Gratitude is the key to increase and multiplication in the kingdom. Gratitude. Gratitude. Psalm 67 from verse 5 and 6. Psalm 67. Gratitude. When you want to see more of anything in your life, the key is to be grateful. Listen. If I give David Dam, come David Dam. If I give David Dam this handkerchief and he receives it with gratitude and he celebrates it, says, I'm grateful, I'm truly grateful. And I look at how much a handkerchief of 100 naira. You understand? This handkerchief is just 100 naira. Why should you complain? Tomorrow, I will not just give him a handkerchief because I know this guy is grateful. Increase. And he keeps saying thank you. That's what happens. You will never see the hand of God if you don't celebrate his finger. And you will never see all of God if you don't celebrate his hand. He said, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, the first thing that will happen is the wilderness will become one vine. If you thank God for that one vine, the one vine will become a fruitful forest. Gratitude. Gratitude. Many ministries may never move beyond their current level because they are always complaining. Lord, we printed posters. See how many people have come to our church. Complaining. Gratitude. Our first crusade did not have many people who said, Lord, we thank you. Thank you. There were times we didn't have the finance to do what we had to do. We went for a crusade and this, we were owing people. We couldn't pay for the sound. But all through in the midst of the pain, we said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Gratitude. You must make up your mind to access these mysteries of praise and thanksgiving. You will see multiplicity. You will see victories you cannot account for. That while you are thanking God and saying, Lord, I didn't build the house, you say, but at least you bought the land. And while you are praying, somebody tells you, the Lord told me. Aha, that's how you know it's God. The Lord told me that I should give you so amount to build the house. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing that is too hard for God to do. The reason why we judge God is because we cannot see the complete picture of where He's taking us. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are times that when you do not understand what is happening in your life, just praise. Just praise. Sometimes in doing it, tears will come out from your eyes. Keep praising. And say, Lord, I thank you. What happened? I lost the admission. Thank you. What happened? The guy said he won't marry me again. Look at the embarrassment. We've told all our uncles and aunties. And now everybody is mocking me. Forget. You don't need to defend yourself. Don't waste your time. Father, mother looks at you and says, you are an embarrassment to all of us. You brought a man here, you sat with all of us, and now, what kind of irresponsible person are you? And you go back feeling downcast. Oh, no. Come on, that's the time to praise. And say, Lord, I thank you for the disaster you just saved me from. If he could walk out on you before, he would have done it after. Is that true? Praise. Lord, I thank you. You checked your body, you went back to the hospital and checked, and they said he's still there, he's growing. Lord, I thank you that I had the limbs to go to the hospital. I give you praise because I know you are not done with me. Who is God speaking to tonight? Avoid complaining. It's the secret of great people. It looks like a little teaching, but let me tell you, there is so much in it. You never hear from my mouth. Never. Never. I have a covenant with destiny. Never. It will not be from my mouth that I will say God is unfaithful. God forbid, but if I die today, the last word that will come out of my mouth is, you are faithful. Yes. If you want to wait until things are right, then there is nothing spiritual about what you are doing. Because even unbelievers say thank you when things are right. And you praise Him. You give Him praise. I've counseled a lot of people this year, and trust me, people have come with burdens and a lot of things. And sometimes when they come, you know, some people just break and down and begin to cry. And when they tell me all of the things that look like mountains, physically speaking, I'm not supposed to have anything to tell them because they are truly mountains. But I tell them, there's one thing I know. If you will maintain your praise and thank God for what He has done. Hallelujah. You used to be a sickler. Now God has healed you. He turned your genotype from SS to AS or to AA. And then you have not gotten admission. You've forgotten the fact that you used to cry and almost die out of crisis. And now you are just yelling at the gates of heaven. Lord, what is this? Is it admission you cannot give? What did I do? Have you heard people say that? What did I do? No, what have you not done? Praise. Praise. In a few minutes, we are going to stand up. And in 5 minutes, listen to me, the miracles that will erupt, I don't want you to just praise God foolishly. I don't just want you to sing foolishly. I don't just want you to worship foolishly. Do it as a key in the spirit. Lord, this is inconveniencing me. As I'm singing, the pain is still there. But I trust you that it will go. Lord, the bills are still there waiting for me. My school fees has not been paid. But I want you to give him praise. Hallelujah. Now we are going to do this very prophetically. If you came with your prayer request, or if you came with, I know many of you didn't write prayer request, but write a prayer request. You're going to drop it on the floor and praise God in the midst of it. Some things must burn tonight. Write it. Help one another with papers. Please write it. No matter what the mountain is, brothers and sisters, I do not boast to have lived long in my life. I'm a young man, both in ministry and in age. But in my little life, I have stood face to face with giants, mountains that only God would have helped me surmount. Write your prayer request, and we are going to give God all the praise. Write it. Write it. Malakatoshoto labaya. Many of you are about to see the mighty one arise for you. Arise for you. It's a few days to the end of 2014, but it's not too late. It's not too late. Joseph slept as a prime as a slave. He woke up the next morning as a prime minister. While he was in prison, instead of him to be angry and said, "A woman lied that I wanted to rape her, and God, you were watching." Listen, stop complaining. Sometimes God will keep quiet even when the enemy seems to be taking advantage of you. You will expect him to come, but he will keep silent because there is a greater glory that he wants you to taste of. They were selling Joseph. Angels were there. God was there, but he kept silent. Be careful what you call bad luck. Be careful what you call tragedy, because sometimes it's your greatest setup to announce your glory. When we started out in this ministry, many of you see the glory today. I was heavily criticized. I think the only thing they didn't say about me was I killed a human being. But in the midst of it, every time I went to the Lord, he said, "Never try to defend yourself. You will be a fool doing that. Because in this is your glory." As I am today, the greater the glory, the greater the challenges. Be careful when you covet people's anointings. If you are not built and you don't have that stamina, there are some of you, if they say something wrong about you, you will not even sleep. The same way you look at me, Joshua Selman, and you clap for me, there are some people I'm a devil to. So are you willing to take up that cup? Don't just say, "I want anointing." Many of you can't sleep if you hear somebody say, "See, look at what Taiwo did." You try to say, "No, I it's not like that. That's how I was when I started, but now I've grown." Imagine the people. I once read an article where somebody was insulting Dr. Lukoya, insulting Papa Deboye and Oyedepo. I mean, this guy just wrote an article, lambasted them into pieces. And I said, "These are the people we all want their anointing. Do you also want their cross?" "Oh Lord, I want to be like Joshua Selman." And God is saying, "You better gather your fragile self and keep praying to build stamina before they match you and pieces you up, and you go around saying, but what is all this? Is it really true? Just because I smiled with Folake here, you are talking." Tonight we are going to praise. Kalamasi de Balataya. You are going to praise. In 1 minute, I'd like you to look at your prayer request. "Is there anything too hard for me to do?" Help me to paper. "I am that I am." Write it, everybody. "Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am." Stare at that Goliath, because it will bow tonight. "Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am there."
Please, this is a very prophetic moment, inside and outside. No matter where you are, I'd like you to follow this now. Hallelujah. In 1 or 2 minutes, you are going to lift up this request before God and say, Lord, I am lifting this. Listen, if you don't believe in what we are doing, just drop. But if you believe, participate. It may look like you are foolish, but you will see what God will do for you. Lift it up before the God of your salvation and say, Lord, this is the mountain that threatens my spiritual life. This is the mountain that threatens my health. Go ahead. If there's still something you need to write, write it down. Marriage, write it down. Health, write it down. It's between you and God. Nobody reads anybody's prayer request here. Lift it before your maker. It's an act of faith. You are saying, Lord, I believe you. It's the 19th of December, but I still believe you. I still believe before 31st, this miracle will manifest. Go ahead and pray on it. Blast in tongues for 1 minute. Let principalities and powers see you lift up your request. Oh yes, pray, Lord, I must take him before this year is over. The man can still come, the woman can still come. You will grant me clarity and vision. New doors of ministry can still open. Your dying business can still come alive. The family crisis can still come alive. The financial miracle is still possible. It's still possible. It's still possible. Makaparata katelebosh. That cancer can still be healed. That HIV can still be healed. That lump can still disappear. That genotype case can still be changed. Rakatabalarabash. Please pray. The spirit of faith is in this place. Oh, we lift it up to you. Yeah. Yeah. You are praying. The Spirit of God is in this place, looking at everybody's request. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, he says, making your petitions known with thanksgiving. Make your request. Make your request known.
I am that I am. I am that I am.
says the restoration must happen. Family restoration. Lord, the shame upon my life, the reproach must be taken away. Come on, pray, Koinonia. Born again my captivity, like the streams of the Negev. Take away shame and reproach from my family. I leave it up to you. Let the desires of our enemies not come upon us. Let the desires of the wicked one not come upon us. Let the desires of them that do not fear God not come upon us. Arise, O mighty one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Sam, you're going to lead us in a powerful praise. Just 5 minutes, because we don't have time. 5 minutes. Listen, I want you to praise God with understanding. I don't care how you will do it. Praise God with understanding. Hallelujah. I'd like you to drop your prayer request on the ground. It's going to be where you praise on it. Hallelujah. Oh, you are going to eat. What you are doing is prophetic tonight. Prophetic tonight. You are saying, Satan, this is the worst you have done. But I'm going to stand on this mountain and I will praise Jehovah, the one who can arise overnight and wipe my tears. I assure you, hear me, except it's not the God of Israel we're serving. Many of you, as you praise, listen, miracles will begin to erupt. Healing miracles will erupt. Listen, right here we are going to take at least 4 or 5 instant testimonies. Many people will be healed the moment we are praising, because I already see the angels of the Lord. The moment you find that there is a miracle, just find your way to the front here. Number two, before we start praising, I like you, if you can do it, if your phone is on, just quickly text any of your loved ones and tell them we are about to praise God for 5 minutes. If you can join us, or any of your friends, anybody, if there's no time, don't worry. But if you can connect with, especially when the person is sick or is in a situation that needs a miracle, see, just be foolish enough and follow what I'm telling you to do. Hallelujah. We are going to rejoice and celebrate. And as you do that, in the name that is above all names, Lord, I release a prophetic word in the atmosphere, that as your people begin to praise, I pray, let the angels of praise begin to move across, bringing healing, bringing miracles. Lord, turn aside impossible situations. Let there be all kinds of dramatic miracles. Hallelujah. Please take what I'm saying seriously. Come on, put ourselves together. Come on, say it. Lord, you are awesome. Come on, lift the voice and say, Lord, you are awesome. Hey! Come on, one more time, say, Lord.
You will do, something will happen to you. Are you listening to me? Many of you in this shout, listen,
The angel of the Lord, when he came to Manoah, as the sacrifice was going, the Bible says the angel went in the smoke. And the Bible says we should offer the sacrifice of praise. I tell you, God will arise. Get ready now. There will be just one shout. Shout from your heart. The moment that happens, because I see angels in this place and I see mountains that must crumble. Like the walls of Jericho, Malikatai. Lord, arise in the shout of your people. In the name of Jesus, as we shout, let every gate, I prophesy, as we shout, scriptures cannot be broken. We have played our own part. As we shout, let shame be turned around. As we shout, arise, O mighty warrior, and enact vengeance upon the wicked. Hallelujah. Are you ready now? At the count of three. Mashekete lekata. 1, 2, 3. Come on, rejoice.
I set them on fire.
Oh!
set them on fire.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is giving me a dangerous prophecy. Watch this. Anyone's destiny that has been exchanged in this place, just lift your hands. Whoever has exchanged your destiny right now, as I speak, I return it.
Listen to me. The anointing is heavy upon me this night. Listen. There are people in this place. You are living another man's life. Because by witchcraft, they have exchanged your destiny. Don't mind people when they say it's not real. I'm telling you spiritual things. There is a possibility. The Bible says, when it was time, have you read the scripture where a man crossed his hands to bless his sons? Was he daft to cross his hands? Hallelujah. Have you read about the birth of Esau and Jacob? Have you read what happened? That they pushed a baby back for someone else to come out. If I be a servant of God, I prophesy again. Listen, anyone's destiny that has been exchanged. Many of you, if you belong to this category, fire is coming on you now as I speak. Every destiny that has been exchanged by the fire of the Holy Ghost, reketetete, let there be a replacement, a restoration. Every destiny There are many of you, listen. The Bible says they tied the hands of Samson, and so Samson could not do much. Although he was a mighty warrior, but his hands were tied. When the Spirit of God came upon him, the first miracle was the hands were loose. There are many of you, you would have gone far, but your hands have been tied spiritually. Lift your hands, everybody. Any hand that represents your glory that has been tied down, in the name of Jesus, as the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, I command your hands to be loose. I command your hands to be loose. Therefore, I cause limitation. I cause limitation. I cause limitation. There are limiting powers leaving people right now. Right now as I speak, there are powers that have limited people. There are powers that have limited people outside. Make sure you connect with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray for people. There are some of us, what you experience in your life is cycles of shame. Shame after shame. It works for everybody till it gets to your turn.
You have prayed, you have fasted. Tonight, on the wings of praise, God has come to answer you. Lift your hands. Hear me. Take seriously. I sense an anointing as I speak. Every cause of shame and reproach upon any life right now, I prophesy that God is broken.
Amen.
That spell is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shame and reproach in academics. Shame and reproach in academics. Shame and reproach in academics. Shame and reproach. Marita, shame and reproach. Financially, shame and reproach. Hallelujah. Saul, the son of Kish, was an ordinary man. But there was prophecy upon his life. But when he went, a tragedy was scheduled to announce his royalty. Something that looks tragic in your life, the Lord is saying, I should speak to someone. That situation you have called your greatest shame is what God will use to bring your greatest glory. The Lord is speaking to somebody here. Maliko Pagliatalega. The challenge you went through that you thought was your greatest shame will become your greatest testimony. The disappointment you experienced that made you say, where is my God? The Lord is using it to bring a song of praise upon your mouth. Hallelujah. The moment he met with the prophet anointed him. He said, is it not because God has chosen you to be king over Israel? And he said, now return. Miracle number one. The donkey that was missing has been found. I prophesy to somebody here. You have lost all kinds of things. You've lost opportunities. You've made mistakes. But in the name of Jesus, I release a restoration anointing to your life right now. I release a restoration anointing. Everything that was lost, no matter where it is, because the Bible lets us know that nothing is truly lost. The axe head only went down, but it was still there. In the name of Jesus, no matter what it is, I command that axe head to start floating and it should come back to your life. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. It said, believe in his prophet and you shall prosper. I prophesy to someone, before December 31st, as surely as the Lord lives, you will see the axe head float back to your life. You will see the axe head float back to your life. You will see Makoto Topekete, Reketekete, Eproto, Koproto, Sobekeko, I command the outside, financial, Hallelujah. The second miracle, he said, as you are going, minding your business, you will collide with three men, all holding bread. Everybody say supplies. Say favor. Question. Did the people not have a need for the bread? God will put a burden on a man. So he wouldn't know why he went into that business. He wouldn't know why he fasted for that anointing. But as you are going, on the wings of praise, you will collide with three men. And he said, two of them will give you bread. Listen, I'm prophesying to somebody. From tomorrow, you will be minding your business when a call will come that will change your life. I prophesy it as a servant of the living God. A call from a destiny helper. Makoterete. Some of you will be minding your business and you will enter into a place where the greatest seed you have ever received in your life will be given. Some of you, your promotion is in the hands of someone. Listen, your money, you saw it in a vision that God was going to bless you. And God said, relax. I tell you, every money you need is in somebody's account right now. Hallelujah. Our prayer now is, where are they, O Lord? Let your path cross. In the name of Jesus, let there be a divine, supernatural, inexplainable orchestration. I met a man some years ago. I met that man at a point in my life when I needed a lot of help. I met that man, and in less than 6 months, my life changed radically. My life changed. The first laptop I ever bought, he gave me the money. The first time I ever bought a very nice bag, he gave me the money. The first time I ever entered a flight, he paid for it. You don't need many people in your life. You just need one man who is sent. And I prophesy upon your life. You didn't see that man from January to December. But in the name of Jesus, I command that one man. The Bible calls him certain men. May they appear in your life. May they appear in your life. We're rounding up. Before we give the final prophecy, we're going to pray. Please, I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, the man I must meet to change my life before the end of this year, cause our paths to cross. Lift your voice and pray. You need just one man. It was one man we met that granted us access to this venue. One man. One man. Lord, bring that one man. Hallelujah. Cause that wicked spirit. Right now, you are a devil. Go now. Go now. Never return. I curse your authority over her life. I plead the blood. Every door closed, every gate closed. As I'm praying for her, I release breakthrough to her family. Listen to me. I know of a woman preacher. When she started ministry, nothing was working. She was just praying, and her husband believed in her. And the woman prayed, and one time there were two women who came, and God used her to perform a miracle. She did not know that those women were married to billionaires. The husbands were blessed, and they just gave her just, I think it was a tithe each, and I think everything was almost 300 million. That was the end of it. End of discussion.
brothers and sisters, in my little life, this race is not to the swift. If you are struggling too much, it's a sign God is not there. Calm down. When he arises for you, he will do it in a majestic way. This is somebody's prophecy. You have been struggling. Once you see yourself pushing, it's time to just retreat a bit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Retreat a bit and say, Lord, come in. When God comes in, something of 10 years will not take more than 5 minutes. Please hear me. I'm speaking to you. You've heard of people who have been here for years on admission. Many of us, the major issues of families and the rest is money. And I admit that money is a serious issue. But this is my conviction and I will die believing it. When God arises, it happens so spontaneously in a way that will shock you. That's how the story of this ministry has been. At times when we needed the mercy of God, God just mysteriously. And I'm praying for somebody. You don't need to know who will bless you, but I'm praying that in the name of Jesus and by the mercies of the God of David, may a financial miracle that is beyond your imagination, that will compensate for every seed you have sown, that will compensate for every sacrifice, in the name of Jesus, let it come upon your life. Everyone and any family that the devil is eyeing for death, that said, as you are going now, you will not return with us next year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command whoever is responsible for the spell of death over any man's life, he returns back to that person sevenfold. Every family that has suffered from witchcraft, I'm praying not only will they be free, but their perpetrators will receive judgment sevenfold. Hallelujah. I speak over your life. Whatever has made you cry, I bring you a word from God. Keep praising. Never stop praising. As you go back home, no matter what you see, you must choose to praise. Even if there is no food for Christmas, choose to praise. And carry that message to your homes. When you see people complaining, say, no, it doesn't work this way. Every time you complain, you dig the hole, you make it deeper. I want to give you an assignment. Between this night, please listen, between this night and Christmas morning, I'd like you, don't spend time necessarily asking for anything. Just engage in praise and thanksgiving. Are you getting what I'm saying? Just from now till Christmas, and we're going to agree. Just praise God. Some of you will return with testimonies that will make you afraid. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, all the blessings you have apportioned in this house, in this year of light and dominion, that has not yet come upon us as a house. In the name of Jesus, Koinonia, I prophesy. As the servant of God by grace upon this house, whatever is in the bowels of prophecy that is meant for us, that we have not walked in, we pull it down by faith now. Every breakthrough, every miracle, we pull it down by faith now. I pray for all those who have been praying and trusting God for accommodation. In the name of Jesus Christ, We give you accommodation now. I don't know how it will happen. I don't care how it will happen, but it must happen. Those trusting God for school fees, we release miracles your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen, just two or three instructions and we're done. Every one of us, this is our last meeting for the year. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage every one of us, realize that you are an ambassador. That as you go back home, you must ensure, and some of us are around, some of us are in our own homes, advocate everything you know that God has put in your heart. Don't go and pretend as if the things you have believed is a lie. Don't be afraid of being different. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be afraid of being different. When it's time to pray, pray. When it's time to praise, praise. Don't go criticizing people, but let your presence, realize that you are going as an envoy. Carry some of the teachings and go and help your loved ones. We cannot go there, but you are the extension of our hands. Take it to them. They may not listen to you, but they can listen to what will change their lives. Hallelujah. And when you go back, don't join them in lamentations. Realize that you are the solution that God has sent. Do something you have never done. Challenge them. They have financial problems, challenge them to sow seeds. They have marital problems, give them teachings to listen to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, by the grace of God, on the 31st of December, we officially send.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Parenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life and